This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, May 23rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Maha report dissected. Reorganization plans likely to remain paused. And foreign school children lose food aid. Now here's a programming note. Monday is Memorial Day, a federal holiday. Daybreak will return on Tuesday. We hope you have a great holiday weekend. Maha report, Royals, Washington. With criticisms of pesticides, seed oils, and ultra-processed foods, the Make America Healthy Again Commission's first report shaking up the traditional Washington alignments. At a White House event touting the report and sitting in between the government's top agriculture and health officials, President Donald Trump made it clear he's all in on the Maha movement. The nearly 70-page report covered a lot of ground and received a lot of pushback from farm groups. Here's a breakdown that perhaps you'd like to know. Pesticides. The report cites studies that link popular farming products like glyphosate and atrazine to adverse health outcomes. However, it notes more independent studies are necessary. The report and cabinet officials have tried to soften the blow by emphasizing the commission's work will not hurt agriculture. Farm groups aren't buying it. Ultra-processed foods. A large portion of the report focuses on the prevalence of ultra-processed foods in children's diets and all the potential health impacts. It specifically targets seed oils, added sugars, and fats. It also urges whole food diets and takes aim at food dyes, which the administration has already issued a plan to phase out. USDA programs. The report also criticizes the food system at large, including lobbying by food groups, farm consolidation, and even the distribution of crop insurance, which has traditionally focused on row crops, not specialty crops. Judge is likely to continue her pause on RIFs at USDA, other agencies. A federal judge likely to issue an injunction indefinitely halting the reorganization efforts at about 20 major federal agencies, including USDA, according to published reports. Agencies may not conduct reductions in force in blatant disregard of congressional mandates, whether the president orders them or not. That the word of U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston in San Francisco, she said at the start of the hearing yesterday, according to an account in USA Today. Ilston issued a temporary restraining order May 9th that expires today. The hearing was on a request by plaintiffs, including federal employee unions, for a preliminary injunction to stop the government from proceeding with reductions in force. Ilston said, "I believe injunctive relief preliminary at this stage remains necessary to preserve the status quo and protect the power of the legislative branch," according to government executive. Keep in mind, the Trump administration has argued that the president has the constitutional authority to proceed with the reorganization efforts. It has also asked the Supreme Court for an emergency relief from Ilston's TRO. JBS employees ratify new contract with Meatpacker. The United Food and Commercial Workers International Union yesterday announced a new agreement with JBS to create a pension retirement plan for 26,000 workers at 14 facilities across the country. The agreement creates a Taft-Hartley pension fund that will be jointly managed by JBS and UFCW, while also adding safety and ergonomic committees in each plant to address worker safety concerns. Additionally, the agreement includes the creation of a paid sick leave program at the company, as well as retroactive wage increases, new ergonomic safety measures to reduce workplace injury and fatigue, and updates to vacation and paid leave time, according to Mark Lauritsen, International Vice President at UFCW International, A new standard has just been set in meatpacking, Lauritsen said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA acts as aid for food insecure children. The Agriculture Department is scrapping a slate of programs that provide food aid for foreign school children from U.S. food products. Catholic Relief Services, which administers some of USDA's McGovern Dole Food for Education program, said 11 of the 13 projects it maintains have been terminated. Reuters reported yesterday that the department had axed 17 projects in total. CRS estimates 780,000 children will lose access to school meals through its NIXT projects alone. CRS President and CEO Sean Callahan called the move, quote, a life-altering blow for children who rely on these meals to stay healthy, stay in school, and stay hopeful about their future. McGovern Dole received $248 million in funding in the 2024 fiscal year. USDA recently opened applications for the FY 2025 program. The White House has proposed eliminating the program's funding in its FY 2026 budget. But the American Soybean Association's Virginia Houston said she remains hopeful for the project's future in part because of its broad support on Capitol Hill. There are members who still care a lot about these programs, she said. Trade uncertainties are depressing new soybean and corn crop sales, a report finds. Uncertainty around international trade and tariff policies, shrinking early sales of the 2025-26 soybean and corn crops, according to a new CoBank report. Grain elevators and merchandisers often get sales on the books several months out. But as of May 1, U.S. soybean new crop sales were 88.2% below their historic five-year average. Corn sales 26.9% down, while wheat was slightly higher. China had bought no soybeans, corn, or wheat. The U.S. and China have significantly reduced their tariffs on each other's exports since May 1, but the CoBank analysts argue that sales could continue to lag while trade uncertainty persists. Students seek to stop USDA from collecting SNAP data. Students and hunger groups are asking a federal judge to bar USDA from ordering contractors to hand over SNAP participants' personal data without complying with federal privacy laws. In a lawsuit brought by the National Student Legal Defense Network, the plaintiffs allege USDA acted unlawfully in seeking Social Security numbers, addresses, and personal information of SNAP recipients. USDA sent requests to state administrators and contractors to pull into a comprehensive federal database. The plaintiffs, along with the Jewish hunger organization Mazon and the Electronic Privacy Information Center, claim the agency's data consolidation efforts are arbitrary and capricious and violate the Privacy Act, the Paperwork Reduction Act, and the Administrative Procedure Act. Now take note, in a May 6 letter to State Food and Nutrition Service Directors, FNS Senior Policy Advisor for Integrity, Gina Brand, said the data would be used to, quote, ensure program integrity, including by verifying the eligibility of benefit recipients. Here's today's final word. Unlike other administrators, we will not be silenced or intimidated by the corporate lobbyists or special interests. That President Donald Trump on the Maha Report. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, May 23rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellick.